obviously the costumes are a huge part of this show. It's just you walk into that room with the costumes, and when you see them on the monitor, on the person, and then you see the actual costume, something very special
that
about
that. Was really an important thing that we did show them, you know, in movement, because I don't think a costume really exists off a person. And so I suppose when you just show it, it's just a garment. But if you get the opportunity to show it walking and moving about in the scene, it brings more meaning to what you're looking at.
But costumes are such a huge part of the Bond franchise. You say you've done five of the films.
Yeah.
It must be a humongous job. I mean, is it a bit daunting when you start out?
It's very, very daunting. And there's such a responsibility because everybody knows Bond. Everybody thinks they know what it should look like. But the main thing is, if the writing's good, if the characters are written well in every film or play, then it's much easier. You feel much more supported by the script. And also, when your actor comes along, you're both much more in tune about what it should be if it reads well on the page. So the writing is like the most important part, really.
Do you find when the actor puts on the costume finally, it really helps him along with your character?
Oh, yeah. And I don't think the actor should ever put the costume on at the last minute. I think you should build, if you can, you should build the time to have them there and let them walk about in it and discuss how they feel and make minor adjustments before they ever get in front of the camera, you know, because the responsibility of being filmed is huge for them and they need to feel comfortable and that they're the right character and that the clothes are right for the character.
Absolutely. So what is the most elaborate costume you've ever done?
For anything?
For Bond.
Oh, for Bond, I'm not sure what the most elaborate is. Oh, dear. Do you know that I haven't been asked that before? I think I know the answer. The answer is that at one point in Bond, when Pierce Brosnan had to do a thing where he jumped out of an aeroplane, flew through the air without a parachute, suddenly very low down near the sea, his parachute opened, he went under the water, he had to shed his parachute and all of his outerwear, and underneath had to be a wetsuit. Obviously, this is all on film, you know. There had to be a wetsuit, and the wetsuit had to have a breathing equipment, which then wasn't too bulky, so it enabled him to swim into the torpedo tube of a submarine. And even though that obviously could be tricked, you know, we had to design it to work, to function.
Wow.
That was a real horror.
And he comes out, of course, looking like...
Of course.
Perfect.
Well, he doesn't die anyway. He doesn't drown or crash.
So, in your opinion, what will people get out of seeing the Designing 007 exhibit?
Well, I don't know what they will get, but what I want them to get is, especially younger people who love films, you know, and I know there are a lot of people in Toronto who are mad about films. I think that to open their eyes to the different levels of design that go on in the movie. And I mean, it could be anything from choosing the taps in a bathroom to designing a whole huge, enormous set to designing a costume to making a pair of trousers which actually you draw and then somebody has to make them and they have to make them so that the legs, you know, fall away without you noticing that they're able to. I mean, it's just endless. And I just think that without Sir Ken Adam at the beginning of the Bond films, who was the production designer, the mood of the films would not have been the same. And he's justly celebrated, and all his work is here. His drawings, lots and lots of his drawings are here, for giving the first Bond films that atmosphere of luxury and difference and modernness, you know, which made people get really interested in them and latch onto them. So I think design in Bond has been everything, and it's very, very fortunate that somebody had the foresight to collect a lot of the paper design anyway, you know. Lots of the clothes and everything have gone, and lots of the gadgets have gone, but lots of the drawings and artwork have been kept, which is wonderful.
Now, where did the gadgets in that go? Were they auctioned off or sold?
Well,
or?
The clothes, you know, in the beginning, the clothes that people wore in films in Britain, and I think in a lot of places, were often the actors' own things. Or they got sold at the end of the production. Nobody realises what we now know, you know, the iconic status that clothes worn by famous actors can achieve. So they didn't bother to keep them. And I think a lot of the gadgets just were destroyed during the process, and nobody thought that they would be worth keeping, little knowing what fortunes they had in their cupboards. So there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's an amazing exhibit. Congratulations.
Enjoy it.
Wonderful,
yeah,
wonderful
yeah.
job.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.